I remember doing some mountain training up in North Carolina one time, and it's a little OH-58. They don't have a whole lot of power. I remember flying. So mountain flying is different from flatland flying, just because, you know, the more elevation you have, the thinner the air is, the less power you have, blah, 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 all this kind of stuff. And I remember we had to go over this mountain range. And I remember this little aircraft I was in. I was in there by myself trying to get over the tops of this mountain. It didn't have enough power to get up there. And so what you do is do this thing, you know, how you have switchbacks going up. Well, that's what you're doing with the aircraft. You're doing the switchback thing. You're about 100, 200 feet above the ground level of the mountain, doing this back and forth, trying to get enough altitude, get up there. You're not quite going to make it. You're too close to the mountain, so you nose it down and come zoom back down, and then you make another run for it and try to get up there. So I did this about 4 or 5 times till I finally got enough altitude and I could get over. And it was the mountain with not a very wide top, and so I got up to the top, and it came over, and all of a sudden the mountain dropped away. All of a sudden, I was, like I said, I'd been about 100 or 200 feet above ground level, and all of a sudden I don't even know what the elevation was, but it was like, I mean, it just took my breath away. It was like, all of a sudden, I was so high, and I had no door on my aircraft, so I'm looking right down at how many tens of thousands of feet down to the, it was exhilarating. it was a lot of fun. And it was just fun flying, being able to maneuver those little aircraft and just do that stuff. It was just a lot of fun. I mean, who wouldn't love to do that?
Yeah.